your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for segment six of the Cortland Economics Report. We're going to try and talk about everything there is to know about China, which is impossible, a Chinese economy, and we're going to give our views on Ukraine. And I know we're not going to get all of this done in one segment, so I'm sure we'll have to really talk about the Ukraine at length, maybe in the segment that follows the top of the hour news. Let's talk about China. China seems to be really infatuated with the idea of, the word really isn't natural selection, but they are trying, according to the headlines, to, for as many people as possible, to get the COVID so there will be a natural immunity. Jimmy, talk about that, would you?
Yeah, so the Chinese government had a very strict 100% lockdown policy up until just a few weeks ago. And that policy was significantly hurting their economy. And of course, that will ultimately impact, as the second largest economy in the world, it'll impact the global economy. But what we saw was a literal uprising, which is very difficult in a totalitarian state that has information control the way that the Chinese government has. So people were managing to step up and step out and say, we're tired of the lockdowns that happened at major manufacturing facilities. The Foxconn struck building that builds iPhones, which tens of thousands of employees.
Right.
You saw pushback there. You saw pushback in Shanghai. You saw pushback in Beijing. You in smaller areas all around the world, all around China. And so what happened is it looks like they lost the ability to control it. So somebody made a determination, let's go ahead and spread and get it throughout the population as quickly as possible. And what that means is that they're going to, you know, be able to hopefully look at the numbers and see how deadly the virus really is, get off these draconian lockdown measures, and ultimately do what, you know, most Western countries have now actually succumbed to, which was a vast majority of people have had contact with the virus. And so they're able to build up either natural immunity or the immunity from these vaccinations. I want to say the Chinese government did not use the mRNA technology that has been pushed in the West.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, what did they know, or what are they afraid of, or what were they, or are they not willing to pay for that mRNA technology, or are they aware that there's something more nefarious behind this virus that the West has not seen? And I think that's a very important question.
That's a very important question, Jimmy. Very important. Why do you think they don't believe in or they don't have any confidence in mRNA?
You know, if you start looking at the numbers, what we're seeing in Western immunology studies that are becoming quite apparent. Wall Street Journal has done reporting this last week on some of these studies. The Germans have studies, the UK has studies, the US has studies now that show the mRNA vaccine, as you take it, it actually doesn't stop transmission. It actually doesn't reduce the level of death. And the more you take these boosters, apparently the higher probability you will get be able to get another variation, another variant of the virus, and it's not going to help you. So maybe they just were not, they're going to let the rest of the world experiment on their human population and just watch it. And that may be what was behind the Chinese policy. And in my view, that was probably the wiser choice. Rather than throwing this out in the population, there's a study, Dark Horse Podcast, which is a guy named Brett Weinstein. If he's famous because he was a professor, he's an evolutionary biology professor at Evergreen University in Washington State. And a few years ago, he was attacked by the students because he's a leftist, but he was attacked because he said, "Hey, we've got to actually have debate and discussion." And he fought against that, started a podcast. He's talking about this. One of our regular listeners posted a link to it. I watched it. Talking about the latest study that shows not only an increase in probability of getting the virus after multiple vaccinations, but the implications to immune systems, which actually drive your immune system to be able to accept other viruses and other problems as well.
You know, Jimmy,
so very dangerous.
Yeah, you know, I have to say one thing, and that is, if you are in a high-risk category, I've read quite a bit about COVID, quite a bit, okay? And I have some friends who are in the medical profession who have colleagues who have also written comments about the COVID and the transmission of COVID. And these guys to a person and their colleagues to a person are all saying that the mRNA is something you really don't want to get involved in if you are in a high-risk category. In other words, somebody in their late 60s, overweight, heart condition, what have you, you really don't want to get involved in that. And so what I would say is for any of you who are in that category, that you really need to do a little bit of research, which is actually quite easy to do. Simply go to Yahoo on your computer and ask the question and then Google the answer. And I think you'll find out that there is a growing number of the scientific community that is agreeing with China that we really want to try to use, not try to use, to use something like natural immunity. Natural immunity is basically adheres to those people who are in a safe category, 40s, 50s, 30s, 20s, etc. Safe category being a category where chances are pretty good if you get COVID, it'll be just like a common case of the flu or the common cold. And I know Jimmy has been through that. Jimmy, you've been through it two or three times. I'd like you to talk about your experience with that.
Yeah, the first time it hit me, it hit my son and my wife, my daughter, and it got me. And it, you know, it was a long time. My chest still feels a little bit tight when I run. There's still a little bit of wheezing.
Yeah.
So, and it took about 6 months before I stopped the cough. And so we really don't know the long-term implications of just the virus without the vaccine. Then later on, I got it. It was lasted a few days. It was not nearly as it actually made me sicker for a couple of days, but it wasn't nearly as long-term problematic as the first time. And of course, you know, if you can trust the PCR tests, I was super hot, very rapid with it. And then, of course, most of my family's had it again. We never took the vaccinations. We went to a funeral for my uncle and then my brother, both at the same time in September. We were in a funeral with over 200 people. Everybody that had the vaccine got the virus again. None of my family did. Very surprising to me. So these are all questions with you know, that we got to be looking at and to really do analysis on. The biggest problem has been people silencing information about it.
Definitely have to do that. Top of the hour news time, you guys. We're going to be back as soon as that is over. We're going to be talking about Ukraine and other issues. Stick around. I think you'll enjoy it.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.